Chapter 1. Your License. Driving is a legal privilege and responsibility. It is against the law to drive a motor vehicle on streets and highways without a valid driver license. It is also illegal to sit in the driver's seat of a motor vehicle while the engine is running or to steer a motor vehicle while it is being pushed or towed by another vehicle if you do not have a valid driver license. Office hours. Driver license examiners throughout the state are trained to test fairly and to give prompt and courteous service. Most offices offer services from 8 a.m. to 5 p.m. in larger cities and towns. The offices are open Monday through Friday, and some are open Saturday mornings. Offices in smaller towns may only be open for certain days each week. Appointments for driver license examinations can be made by contacting your local driver license office. For an up-to-date list of office hours and locations, please visit myncdmv.gov. For an original driver license of any type, you may be tested on vision, traffic signs, knowledge of motor vehicle laws, driving skill, on-road test, learner permit. Learner permits are available to persons age 18 and older. A learner permit authorizes the permit holder to drive a specified type or class of motor vehicle while in possession of the permit. The permit holder must, while operating a motor vehicle over the highways, be accompanied by a person who is licensed to operate the motor vehicle being driven and is seated beside the permit holder. Required testing includes vision, traffic signs, and knowledge of motor vehicle laws. Motorcycle learner permit. If an applicant is at least 16 years old but less than 18 years old, the applicant must possess a full provisional license issued by the division. Parent or guardian's signature is required. If an applicant is 18 years old or older, the applicant must possess a license issued by the division. The motorcycle learner permit authorizes a person to operate a motorcycle without passengers. If an applicant is less than 18 years old, the applicant must successfully complete the Motorcycle Safety Foundation Basic Rider Course or the North Carolina Motorcycle Safety Education Program Basic Rider Course. The motorcycle learner permit is valid for 12 months and may be renewed for one additional 6-month period. Required testing includes vision, traffic signs, and the motorcycle knowledge test. Each driver license test must be passed separately. Applicants for a CDL Class A, B or C license should study the required chapters of the CDL handbook. Applicants for a motorcycle endorsement or motorcycle learner permit should study the motorcycle handbook. The CDL handbook is available from the Federal Motor Carrier Safety Administration. You may also obtain the CDL, regular and motorcycle handbooks on the DMV website and at the local driver license offices. Visit the DMV website at myncdmv.gov. Test requirements for an original driver license. Vision. Whether you are applying for a learner permit, an original license or a renewal license in person, your vision must be checked to see that you meet certain standards. If you need corrective lenses to bring your vision up to the required standards, you must wear the lenses at all times while driving, and your license will indicate a restriction that you must wear corrective lenses. The penalty for driving without the proper corrective lenses is the same as driving without a license. Traffic signs. All the information on the traffic signs test is in this handbook. To pass the signs test, you must identify the traffic signs by color and shape and explain what each means. Knowledge test. The knowledge test is about traffic laws and safe driving practices. Audio tests are available, upon request, for those who have difficulty reading. Driving skills. The driving test is an on-the-road demonstration of your driving ability. You must perform this test after you have passed all the other tests. The first time you apply for a license, you must take the driving test. You might also have to take it to renew your license. It is not required for a learner permit. During the on-the-road test, you will be given an opportunity to perform basic driving patterns and to show your ability to drive safely with traffic. Health requirements. Individuals may not be licensed if they suffer from a mental or physical condition that might keep them from driving safely. A person with a disability may be issued a restricted license provided the condition does not keep them from driving safely. Skills observed and graded during the on-the-road driving test. Approaches to intersections, stop signs and traffic signals. Quick stops, stopping as quickly and safely as possible when told to do so. Backing. Stopping. Starting and parking. Use of the clutch, in vehicles with standard transmissions. Turn signals and use of the horn. Turning. Use of lanes. Following another vehicle. Passing and being passed. Yielding the right of way to pedestrians and other vehicles. Driving posture. And 3-point turnabout. Applicants for an original driver license must take the on-the-road driving test. However, there are some cases when the on-the-road test may not be required. Types of licenses, permits and restrictions. North Carolina has a regular driver license and a commercial driver license, CDL. The type of vehicle you will operate determines the class of driver license you must have and the type vehicle in which you must take the driving skills test. The driving skills test must be performed in a vehicle representative of the class license desired. Regular licenses. Class A. Required to operate a combination of vehicles that is exempt from CDL requirements when the towed unit has a gross vehicle weight rating, GVWR, of 10,001 pounds or more. Class B. Required to operate any single vehicle that is exempt from CDL requirements with a GVWR of 26,001 pounds or more, and any such vehicle towing a vehicle with a GVWR not in excess of 10,000 pounds. Class C. Required to operate any non-commercial single vehicle with a GVWR of less than 26,001 pounds, and a vehicle towing a vehicle which has a combined GVWR of less than 26,001 pounds operated by a driver 18 years old or older. Most drivers need only a regular Class C license to operate personal automobiles and small trucks. Commercial Driver License, CDL. A CDL is required for drivers, paid or volunteer, who drive the following types of vehicles that are designed or used to transport passengers or property. Class A motor vehicle. A vehicle that has a combined GVWR of at least 26,001 pounds and includes as part of the combination a towed unit that has a GVWR of at least 10,001 pounds. Class B motor vehicle. A single motor vehicle that has a GVWR of at least 26,001 pounds. A combination of motor vehicles that includes as part of the combination a towing unit that has a GVWR of at least 26,001 pounds and a towed unit that has a GVWR of less than 10,001 pounds. Class C motor vehicle. A single or combination of motor vehicles not included in Class A or B but meets any of the following descriptions. Is designed to transport 16 or more passengers, including the driver, and is transporting hazardous materials and is required to be placarded. You do not need a CDL to drive recreational vehicles, military equipment, fire and/or emergency equipment or certain farm vehicles. However, a regular license of the appropriate class is required at all times. A volunteer member of a fire department, rescue or emergency service, EMS, in the performance of duty may operate a Class A, B or C firefighting, rescue or EMS vehicle, or combination of these vehicles while holding either a regular A, B or C license. A special CDL endorsement is required to haul hazardous materials, transport passengers, drive school buses and school activity buses, pull double trailers or drive tank vehicles. Additional information is in the CDL handbook. Endorsements. Motorcycle. A person must have a regular or commercial license with a motorcycle endorsement or a motorcycle learner permit before being entitled to operate a motorcycle on public roads. School bus, school activity bus. The driver of a school bus must be at least 18 years of age, have at least 6 months driving experience and hold either a Class B or Class C CDL with an S, school bus, an AP, passenger endorsement along with a school bus driver's certificate. To obtain a school bus driver's certificate, a person must be specially trained and pass an examination administered by a driver education program specialist which demonstrates the fitness and competency required to operate the bus. The requirements for a driver of a public school activity bus are the same. The requirements for the driver of a school activity bus are the same except a school bus driver's certificate is not required. Note. Pursuant to GS 20-37.14a, the division shall not issue or renew a commercial driver license reflecting a P or S endorsement to anyone required to register under sex offender and public protection registration programs. Graduated licensing. Licensing for drivers 15 to 18. Limited learner permit. If you are at least 15 years of age and have completed an approved driver education course that meets North Carolina requirements and can present a driving eligibility certificate, issued by the public school system, or a high school diploma or its equivalent, you may apply for a Level 1 limited learner permit to operate vehicles requiring a Class C license. You must be at least 15 years old but less than 18 years old and reside in North Carolina. You must present a certificate showing you have passed an approved driver education course consisting of at least 30 hours classroom instruction and 6 hours behind-the-wheel instruction that meets North Carolina requirements before you can take the test for a learner permit. You must pass written, sign and vision tests. During the first 6 months, a Level 1 permit authorizes you to drive between the hours of 5 a.m. and 9 p.m., while accompanied by your supervising driver. 6 months from Level 1 issuance, you are eligible to drive anytime with a supervising driver. You must hold this permit for 12 months prior to applying for a limited provisional license. You will be given a driving log to be completed detailing a minimum of 60 hours of operation. Daytime or daylight driving can be performed from sunrise to sunset and as long as daylight exists. Nighttime or night driving can be performed after sunset and within the hours that sunlight or daylight does not exist. All passengers must be restrained by seatbelt or child safety seat. No one except the driver and the supervising driver are allowed in the front seat. You are not permitted to use a cell phone or other additional technology associated with a cell phone while operating a motor vehicle on a public street or highway or public vehicular area. Exception. You can use it to call the following regarding an emergency situation: an emergency response operator, a hospital, physician's office or a health clinic, a public or privately owned ambulance company or service, a fire department, a law enforcement agency, your parent, legal guardian or spouse. Note. Before graduating to Level 2, you must have no convictions of motor vehicle moving violations, seatbelt or cell phone infractions within the preceding 6 months. Supervising driver. A supervising driver must be a parent, grandparent or guardian of the permit, license holder, or a responsible person approved by the parent or guardian. A supervising driver must hold a valid driver license and must have been licensed for at least 5 years. Level 2 Limited Provisional License. Drivers must be at least 16 years old, but less than 18. You may drive without supervision from 5 a.m. until 9 p.m. and at any time when driving directly to or from work or any volunteer fire, rescue or emergency medical service, if you are a member. You must hold this license at least 6 months prior to applying for a full provisional license. You will be given a driving log to be completed detailing a minimum of 12 hours of operation. At least 6 hours must occur during nighttime hours. Daytime or daylight driving can be performed from sunrise to sunset and as long as daylight exists. Nighttime or night driving can be performed after sunset and within the hours that sunlight or daylight does not exist. The log must be signed by the supervising driver and submitted to the division at the time of application for the full provisional license. All passengers must be restrained by seatbelt or child safety seat. Supervising driver must be seated beside the driver. The number of passengers allowed in the vehicle under the age of 21 is restricted to 1 when the driver of the vehicle is the holder of a Level 2 OR if all passengers under the age of 21 are members of the driver's immediate family or members of the same household as the driver. There is no under 21 limit. If the supervising driver is in the car, this restriction does not apply. You are not permitted to use a cell phone or other additional technology associated with a cell phone while operating a motor vehicle on a public street or highway or public vehicular area. Exception. You can use it to call the following regarding an emergency situation: an emergency response operator, a hospital, physician's office, or a health clinic, a public or privately owned ambulance company or service, a fire department, a law enforcement agency, your parent, legal guardian or spouse. Note. Before graduating to Level 3, you must have no convictions of motor vehicle moving violations, seatbelt or cell phone infractions within the preceding 6 months. Supervising driver. A supervising driver must be a parent, grandparent or guardian of the permit, license holder, or a responsible person approved by the parent or guardian. A supervising driver must hold a valid driver license and must have been licensed for at least 5 years. Level 3 Full Provisional License. The restrictions on Level 1 and Level 2 concerning time of driving, supervision and passenger limitations do not apply to a full provisional license. If you are under the age of 18, you are not permitted to use a cell phone or other additional technology associated with a cell phone while operating a motor vehicle on a public street or highway or public vehicular area. Exception. You can use it to call the following regarding an emergency situation: an emergency response operator, a hospital, physician's office, or a health clinic, a public or privately owned ambulance company or service, a fire department, or a law enforcement agency, your parent, legal guardian or spouse. New residents between the ages of 15 and 18 years. If you are a new resident moving into North Carolina and are 15 but less than 18 years old and have a learner permit, a restricted license or an unrestricted license, you should contact your local driver license office to determine which type of license or learner permit you are eligible to apply for. The Provisional Licensee. Drivers under age 18 are provisional licensees. Because these drivers have a much higher crash rate, special laws apply to them. If you are a driver under age 18, you must present a certificate showing you have passed an approved driver education course consisting of at least 30 hours classroom instruction and 6 hours behind the wheel instruction that meets North Carolina requirements before you can take the test for a learner permit or license. The DMV reviews your driving record more closely and may contact you if you have certain types of traffic convictions or crashes. It is unlawful for a provisional licensee to drive a motor vehicle after or while consuming any amount of alcohol or drugs. A conviction of such a violation will result in a 1-year license revocation. A parent or legal guardian must sign for a minor. You are not permitted to use a cell phone. You are not permitted to operate a vehicle while manually entering multiple letters or text as a means of communicating or read any electronic mail or text message. Every person occupying a vehicle in motion must have a safety belt properly fastened when the vehicle is in motion. Thinking of dropping out? Driver license applicants less than 18 years old must have a driving eligibility certificate, high school diploma or its equivalent to be eligible for a North Carolina driving permit or license. The driving eligibility certificate must be signed by the applicant's school administrator who certifies that the applicant is currently enrolled in school and making progress toward a high school diploma, or that substantial hardship would be placed on the applicant or the applicant's family if he or she does not receive a driver license. The steps in graduated licensing must still be followed even if the driving eligibility certificate is issued due to hardship conditions. North Carolina does not issue a hardship driving permit or license. DMV must revoke the driver license of any person under age 18 when it receives notice from the proper school authority that the person is no longer eligible for a driving eligibility certificate. This revocation remains in effect until the person's 18th birthday unless a driving eligibility certificate, high school diploma or GED certificate is obtained. Lose control, lose your license. A loss of license will occur if a student receives a suspension for more than 10 consecutive days or receives an assignment to an alternative educational setting due to disciplinary action for more than 10 consecutive days. This suspension remains in effect for 12 months or until a driving eligibility certificate is obtained. Restrictions. For safety reasons, a driver license may be limited or restricted. Examples. A driver may only be permitted to operate a motor vehicle while wearing corrective lenses. A driver who passes the license examination may be issued a driver license restricted to using equipment necessary to safely operate the motor vehicle. If your license is restricted, you must only drive within the limits of the restriction. Otherwise, you are considered to be driving without a license. Required documents. The Division of Motor Vehicles may copy the documents presented or hold the documents for a brief period of time to verify authenticity. Any document reflecting alteration will not be accepted. Requirements are based on North Carolina General Statutes 20-7 and 20-11 and 6 CFR Part 37 of the Federal Register. If you are applying for a driver license, a learner's permit or an ID card for the first time in North Carolina, you will need to provide proof of your full name and date of birth, your NC residence address, proof of your social security number, SSN, or documentation indicating your legal presence in the US, you will need to provide proof of vehicle liability insurance when applying for a driver license. A North Carolina driver license, learner's permit or ID card that includes the notation not for federal identification is a valid state-issued driver license, learner's permit, or ID card. Beginning October 1, 2020, a driver license, learner's permit or ID card with not for federal identification means you will need to provide additional documentation to fly on a commercial airline and enter any federal facility, military base and nuclear power plant that requires identification. You must contact the facility that you are visiting to determine what additional identification is required. Applicants under age 18 applying for a driver license or learner's permit. If you are under age 18, you must provide either a driving eligibility certificate, proof of graduation from high school, or submit a GED. You must also provide proof of completion of a driver education course, which consists of 30 hours of classroom instruction and 6 hours behind-wheel instruction. Liability insurance requirement. The NC General Assembly has enacted legislation to require some, but not all, driver license applicants in North Carolina to submit proof of automobile liability insurance coverage in order to obtain a North Carolina driver license. Proof of liability insurance coverage applies to those applying for an original license, including transfers from out of state, whose licenses are being restored after revocation or suspension, or awarded a limited driving privilege by the court. Form DL-123. Binders and certificates are valid only for 30 days from the date of issuance. This does not apply to applicants who do not own currently registered motor vehicles and who do not operate non-fleet private passenger motor vehicles that are owned by other persons. In such cases, it is required that a certification of exemption, DL-123A, be signed at the driver license office. If you must show proof of financial responsibility, and to avoid inconveniences at the driver license office, obtain Form DL-123 from your insurance agent in advance of your visit. The exemption restricts the driver to the operation of fleet vehicles only. To remove the restriction, the driver must pay a $13 duplicate fee and present proof of financial responsibility. North Carolina's Real ID. The Real ID Act of 2005 mandated increased security standards for state-issued driver licenses and identification cards. In cooperation with the Department of Homeland Security, the North Carolina Real ID is a single form of identification with increased security measures that meet the federal identification requirements for the Transportation Security Administration and federal facilities. A Real ID is a driver license, learner permit, or identification card with a gold star. The Real ID Act will directly impact travelers on domestic commercial airlines, including unaccompanied minors, under the age of 18, visitors to federal facilities where identification is required, including military installations, correctional facilities, and nuclear power plants. Residents that do not have a Real ID can still access these federal facilities, but will be required to present additional documentation before access is granted. It is recommended that customers contact the federal agency, TSA, and others, prior to visiting to inquire about the additional documentation needed for access. As required by federal law, non-Real ID licenses and identification cards will display not for federal identification on the face of the card. The NCDMV began issuing Real ID and not for federal identification driver licenses, learner permits and identification cards in May 2017. All current fees for new issuances, renewals and duplicates are the same. There is no additional cost for a North Carolina Real ID. Those wishing to obtain a Real ID must visit a local NCDMV driver license office. Residents can call 919-715-7000 to schedule an appointment. Residents must first meet all necessary requirements for a driver license, permit, or identification card before being eligible to obtain a Real ID issuance. To obtain a Real ID, the following required documents must be presented: identity, date of birth and legal presence, lawful status, one document containing the full name and date of birth; proof of social security number, one document containing name and full social security number; proof of address, two documents showing name and permanent residence. In the event of a name change, or changes in personal identifying information, Official certified documentation must be provided reflecting the change. Please visit ncrela.gov to get a complete list of the required documents. Important. All real IDs have a gold star. All non-real IDs will display not for federal identification as required by federal law. Moving to North Carolina. A new resident has 60 days after establishing residence to obtain a North Carolina license or learner permit. If you hold a commercial driver license from another jurisdiction and wish to maintain a commercial license, you must apply for and receive a North Carolina commercial license within 30 days after becoming a resident. DMV shall not issue a driver license or identification card to an applicant who has resided in this state for less than 12 months until the division has completed a search of the National Sex Offender Public Registry, North Carolina General Statute 20-9, I. A new resident applying for a Class C license may be required to be tested on the following: knowledge test, vision test, traffic signs recognition test, and driving skills test, if the examiner deems necessary. A non-resident is any person whose legal residence is in a state, territory, or jurisdiction other than North Carolina or in a foreign country. Examples of non-residents: salesmen whose homes are in other states who travel through North Carolina. Out-of-state college students who intend to return to their home states upon completion of their education in North Carolina. Members of the armed forces stationed in North Carolina who intend to return to their home states, and spouses of non-resident members of the armed forces stationed in North Carolina. North Carolina's driver license and identification card. Digital imaging is used to obtain and store customer photos and signatures. The driver license identification card is equipped with a barcode system that houses customer data. North Carolina issues driver licenses, learner permits, and ID cards from a central location. Customers who take required tests and have their photos made at the local driver license office will receive a temporary driving certificate valid for 60 days. Customers may keep their current license or ID card to use as a photo ID until their new license is delivered by mail within 60 days. Driver licenses may be renewed up to 6 months before a customer's birthday. Customers are encouraged to renew their license as early as possible to make sure their new license arrives on time. Visit myncdmv.gov for more information. DMV issues a vertical license, ID card to applicants under the age of 21. As added protection, applicants under age 18 receive license, ID cards with two color bars, red and yellow, next to their photo indicating their 18th and 21st birthdays. Applicants under age 21 receive one red color bar indicating the date they reach the age of 21. Renewal and duplicate licenses. Renewal. The DMV will mail you a reminder card about 60 days before expiration of your license listing the number of years it will be valid. You may be eligible for online renewal. If you must visit a driver license office for your renewal, the vision and traffic sign tests are required. It is not necessary to have the reminder card in order to renew your driver license. A driver license may be renewed anytime within 180 days prior to expiration. If you do not have your current or expired license at renewal, you will be required to show the examiner two documents of identification as outlined. Renewal by mail, temporary license. A resident of North Carolina who has been residing outside the state for at least 30 continuous days may also renew their license by mail. This is a temporary license which expires 60 days after the person returns to North Carolina or on the expiration date shown on the face of the license, whichever comes first. The following requirements must be met. Must have a permanent North Carolina verifiable residence address. Must have a North Carolina Class C driver license that has not expired for more than 2 years. Must have a photo on file with DMV that was issued within the last 5 years. NCDMV must have a record of your social security number or a document issued by the United States government indicating legal presence. A vision statement form signed by a licensed physician must be provided. A signed and dated National Sex Offender Affidavit is required and will be provided. Customer must not be older than 72 on the date of request to renew by mail. The customer may renew by mail every other renewal cycle. A commercial or a full provisional license cannot be renewed by mail. military. A resident of North Carolina who is active duty military residing outside the state may also request a driver license renewal by mail. The following requirements must be met. Must have a permanent North Carolina verifiable residence address, or, if you do not have a permanent North Carolina verifiable residence address, you may provide the address of a verifiable North Carolina host family. Must provide military orders and a copy of military identification card, both front and back. Driver license renewal may be made for more than 1 year prior to expiration date when accompanied by military papers showing active duty status. Must have a North Carolina Class C driver license that has not expired by more than 2 years. Must have a photo on file with DMV that was issued within the last 8 years. NCDMV must have a record of your social security number or a document issued by the United States government indicating legal presence. A vision statement form is required and must be provided. A vision waiver can be submitted for active duty military currently in a war zone, documentation required. A signed and dated national sex offender affidavit is required and will be provided. Customer must not be older than 72 on the date of request to renew by mail. A driver license with a military designation may be renewed no more than 2 times during the license holder's lifetime. Military spouse and dependents may also renew by mail. A dependent holding a full provisional driver license can upgrade to a Class C driver license if their license has not been expired for more than 1 year and they are 18 years of age. The customer will need to meet the issuance requirements and complete the application. A military customer does not need to go to a driver license office when they return to North Carolina. They will not need to go in until time to renew their license. Example. If the military customer returns to North Carolina in 2010 and his license does not expire until 2014, the customer will not need to go into an office for renewal until 2014. Veterans. Qualified North Carolina military veterans are able to carry the designation veteran on their driver licenses and identification cards. Military veterans requested the designation to assist them in obtaining military discounts from a wide variety of retailers and service providers without having to show their military discharge form. Putting the designation on the driver license or ID card will enable the state's veterans to show their photo ID and their veteran status at the same time. Many states are making such designations available. Veterans who are interested in applying for the designation should take their DD-214 discharge form to their local driver license office to show they have been honorably discharged. They can request the designation be added to their license at their next renewal at no additional charge. The division accepts the following documents as proof of a veteran's honorable discharge status. U.S. Military ID, valid unexpired U.S. Military ID, including DD-2. DD-214, or U.S. Military Dependents Card, U.S. Veteran Universal Access Card. DD-214 Certificate of Release or Discharge. DD-215 Certificate of Release or Discharge. WDAGO 5355's Report of Separation. NAVMC 78PD, Notice of Separation. NAPRS, Separation of Service. If a veteran would like to add the designation at any other time, they may present the discharge form and request a duplicate license for the usual fee at any driver license office. Duration and renewal of license. Your license will expire on your birthday depending upon your age at time of issuance as shown below. Age at time of issuance, 18 to 65. Duration, 8 years. Age at time of issuance, 66 and older. Duration, 5 years. In no event shall a license expire later than the authorization for the applicant's legal presence in the United States. Duplicate. If your license is not expired, suspended, or canceled, visit the nearest driver license office and provide your driver license to apply for a duplicate. To replace a lost or stolen license, you may show the examiner 2 documents of identification approved by the DMV. This type of transaction may also be completed online. See page 4. Address changes. If your address changes from the address in your driver license, you must notify the division of the change within 60 days and obtain a duplicate license. If you do not move, but your address changes due to a governmental action, you are not in violation of this law. This type of transaction may also be completed online. See page 4. Name changes. A person whose name changes from the name stated on a driver license must notify the division of the change within 60 days after the change occurs and obtain a duplicate driver license stating the new name. The Division of Motor Vehicles confirms your name with the Social Security Online Verification System. Please visit your local Social Security Administration office at least 24 hours before changing your name with DMV. Name changes can be completed with a certified marriage certificate issued by a governmental agency, documented proof from the courts or the Register of Deeds establishing that the name change was officially accomplished, or execution of a notarized DL-101. Obtain this document from a DMV office. All documentation must be provided by the appropriate government agency of the United States, Puerto Rico, U.S. territories, or Canada. Identification cards. Any resident of North Carolina can be issued a special identification card. You will need the same documents as required for a driver license, proof of identity and residency, as well as the Social Security requirements. The fee for a special identification card is $13. This fee is exempt for residents who are legally blind, at least 70 years old, homeless, or whose license has been canceled for certain medical reasons. Other services. Voter registration. You may register to vote or make changes to your current voter registration when applying for a North Carolina driver license, learner permit, or an identification card. Organ donor program. If you wish to be an organ donor, you may indicate your decision when you apply for or renew your North Carolina driver license or ID card. Donors' driver licenses and ID cards carry a heart symbol on the front of their cards, representing their consent to be an organ and eye donor. It is highly recommended that you discuss your wishes with your family and make sure they are aware of your decision. For more information, visit www.donatelifenc.org. Selective Service System Registration. DMV is required to notify any male U.S. citizen or immigrant between the ages of 18 and 25 who is applying for a driver license, commercial driver license, or ID card that his application for the license or ID card serves as his consent to be registered with the Selective Service System, in compliance with the Military Selective Service Act, 50 U.S.C. 3801 et seq. Requirements for Sex Offender Registration Program. DMV must provide notice to each person applying for a driver license, learner's permit, or identification card that, if the person is a sex offender, the person is required by law to register with the Sheriff's Office in their county of residence. DMV obtains reports from the National Sex Offender Public Registry, North Carolina General Statutes 20-9, I, and 20-37.7. If the person is a current registered sex offender in another state, DMV will not issue a license, permit, or ID card until the person submits proof of registration with the Sheriff's Office. If the person is not registered in another state, DMV must require the person to sign an affidavit and may issue the card applied for. If the National Sex Offender Database is unavailable, DMV must require the person to sign an affidavit and may issue the card applied for. If the division accesses the National Sex Offender Public Registry and verifies that the person is currently registered as a sex offender in North Carolina or any other state, the division shall not issue a commercial driver license with a passenger, P, or school bus, S, endorsement.